good?
But I recorded that when I first saw it being done.
Okay, we'll call the meeting of the Town of Dover Historic Preservation Commission to order. And could you read the...
Chairman McDougall.
No, the... okay, go ahead, I'm sorry. You had the public notice there?
The public notice first.
I have...
This meeting is called to order.
Called to order, yeah. It's not you?
I'll do it.
You do it.
This meeting is in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act. Notice of this meeting has been provided to the official newspaper and posted on the bulletin board and other places. Now we can have the roll call.
Okay. Chairman McDougall.
Here.
Vice Chairman Wagner. Commissioner Rivera. Commissioner Murray. Commissioner Mulling. Commissioner Schuler.
Here.
Commissioner Titus.
Okay, we have a quorum. So we'll rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Approval of the minutes, we'll be holding off until the next meeting. Paula is our new secretary, and we welcome her, and she's learning the ropes and really hasn't gotten into everything, but you'll be fine. Thank you. Okay, the first item we have is 14 North Morris Street. Mr. Levitt.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Lee Levitt. I am one of the two owners of 14 North Morris. I'm also an attorney here in town, right on 43 West Blackwell Street. We are here this evening. I believe there was a photo with the submission, and I kind of want to just cut to the heart of the whole thing. I guess, in essence, we made a mistake because we had called town, we called the building department to see what were approved colors for the historic district, and we were told that the colors we had chosen for the building were, quote, approved colors. So that's why the mistake was made of not coming to the historic commission first before doing it. But we hope you find the work that was done better than acceptable, because we try to keep the spirit of what the HOP was and is and will be going forward. So we're just respectfully requesting you approve what was done to the facade painted. Does that kind of sum it up?
What is this white stuff? Is that a mistake?
That's something in the copy.
Yes.
It's. I don't think
right,
it's.
Right, it's not on there. Okay.
It's not here. So we'll recognize Commissioner Mullen. She has some questions.
So aside from this, I had brought to Tamara and Commissioner McDougall, I think it was the end of the summer, early fall, because not only did you change the facade, you changed the windows, and that impacted, well, first off, two apartments. I don't know how many windows are in the whole thing, maybe four? I see one, two, three, maybe one in the back. You don't have hardly any windows in two apartments, but you took one window out from the front. You made another window smaller.
Right, and that was done because originally, and I kind of looked into that a little bit, obviously, we got all permit approvals for the apartments, construction, and everything. The building had structural damage when we took it over. So you had to understand there was a structural report, and then there was architect drawings for the apartments upstairs. It was what's called balloon framing, which is an old-style, right,
I'm familiar with it.
Okay, so you understand what bullet frame
is?
And we hired an architect. This is what they came up with. We submitted it. I don't, you know, I can't give you the technical particulars of why it was done. It was done that way. It had been sitting there for quite, 2 years it took us to get through the structural and everything else. So, you know, and that window was kind of taken out for a long time. And, you know, that's...
No, I just saw a picture of it. You know, it was there. I saw it being taken out. So,
right.
So it was within the past.
Well, I don't know that the window wasn't, the window physical pane wasn't there. It was boarded up.
Yeah. My point, I mean, you're very familiar with the historic district, so you come to know what we're going, and you knew you were in the historic district.
Well, the answer is yes. I'm not going to say no. I mean, obviously, I've done multiple buildings, so I, you know, the fact that that was done that way, I think the window maybe, and I could be wrong, just became smaller. Is that
one became smaller and one disappeared.
Right, and I think that maybe had to do with, I'm just trying to think of what was there. Oh, because of the plumbing and kitchen. There's a kitchen along that wall.
You put a vent in where the window was.
Where the window was, because that's going to be the vent for the stove. Right. That's why. So again, I don't know that, and again, whether it was an oversight, quote, oversight, because we've been, you know, we had the structural, we had the architectural plans, we had everything going on at the same time. You know, once we got the approvals, you know.
You got the approval from who?
Well, from the construction department.
Construction?
Construction. We got the approval for, it's construction and building. And that, right.
We don't finish and we send enough fine to us.
Right. We were getting a lot of pressure from the housing
Code enforcement.
Code enforcement was like, when are you going to finish this? What's going on? Right. There was a lot of that going on recently, and that's why the big push. And again, that's really where the oversight, and I can't even defend the window, not trying to. It's why the front awning colors and the front of the building colors changed, because we made a phone call to the building department, and it was the building department, and said, is this an approved color? This is what we want to do.
So when you stand outside of your building, and I appreciate the new business, I appreciate, you know, all businesses in town. When you stand out in that building, you look at the building to the right, you see what the windows should be. One, two, three, in the building next door. One, two, three. There's a sequence. They were constructed about the same time, at the same time. And there is a similarity as you go down that street.
I don't disagree with you.
Yeah.
Now, again, there's also now a steel beam, or not a steel beam, which is a lamb beam, a very large lamb beam going right where that window was. So, again, I can't tell you technically that, hey, that window absolutely had to come out, but I can tell you what is there now is either a kitchen or there's a beam going through there that may require it. There would have been no other reason to take it out, if you're following me. It wasn't like that was a planned, hey, let's take this window out. Either, quote, necessity or just the way it was laid out inside. Because I do know, you know, and I'm looking at it now, and if I'm thinking about, you know, you go up these stairs, this, I think, is that kitchen, as opposed to...
Just that the architect, I think, should have been part of the design. And does anybody in this group remember where the plaque was, the record?
It's there.
Yeah, it's over the window next to the restaurant on this
side. It's on the right side of this picture. You can't
see it. Bill and I couldn't...
Sure.
Can we have that as part of the...
Absolutely.
Documentation.
Yeah. We're going to keep that part of the file.
Okay.
That'll be.
Where is it?
I think the small.
It's on the other thing. Yeah.
I live in a lot of old houses in town, so we have big windows in our bathrooms. That's what people have. So.
The vent hole is already there.
It's the historic district. You know.
Yeah. No, I get it.
At one time it had the three windows, but
they were all bigger, but this got done before, I think, the Historic Commission was in place to avoid these kind of things that were done, the siding and the small windows, because two buildings down or one building down, they have the three windows, and they look great. This doesn't look great, but...
Well, that's not the finished cross off you before.
What if they put up awnings? Not this kind
of... Well, the one window's there. The one window's there, right. It goes big, small, nothing.
Kind of comes straight.
Yeah.
They put an awning here.
Smaller replacement window is done. The middle one's missing, and then the one that was also a replacement window that was made smaller was now made really smaller.
That window was right there.
Yeah, I don't know about... Yeah, it was framed out.
I mean, it would be...
So maybe it was a dream.
I don't know.
If you're asking for a memory recall of the street,
you wouldn't really be paying attention to that. I have a... Might be. First of all, I apologize to everybody in the room. I had it down on my kitchen cabinets. This meeting is tomorrow night. And I apologize. I'm not even cleaned up. I was at the cemetery all day today doing, fixing stones up there, Orchard Street Cemetery. So I didn't have time to change yet. I had an idea here. I don't know if it's the purpose. I don't want to step on Linda's idea.
Oh, no. There's no idea.
The place, is this place operational yet?
Yes.
There's people going in there, and I suppose you serve liquor, right?
Right.
I'm in the temperance mood. But anyway, that's a different thing. I was thinking, you were supposed to have the three, I think we have a picture there. You were supposed to have, say, 1, 2, 3 windows. The place is already built. They're already in there. Not to let them off the hook. Holy. However, I wonder, Linda, this is more for you because you brought it up and it's a great point. I wonder if you could have them, or we could suggest that you could put an awning, the kind of canvas awnings, not like this awning in the front, those round things that you probably like. I don't, but that's okay.
It's what was originally there.
Yeah,
that is the original awning.
Not from 1901.
He's not talking about...
He's talking about...
I'm talking about the window. You're missing a window here now.
No, I get what you're saying.
And if you put up an awning above that window,
right,
and an awning above that window, and maybe an awning above a non-window right next to your vent, three awnings, it would make it look, Linda, when you were driving down Morris Street and you looked up, yes, we all know there's going to be no window there, but it would give the visual impact that there is.
Right, some visual impact. And you know your awning down the street is green. Most of the awnings in town are green. But that's okay. I mean, they said that was our colors. Yeah. That's not
I mean, that is one of the, right?
Yeah. That would be a cheap way of not having to put a window in there.
I'm suggesting a lot of work was done without phases. The first phase
without
was done without coming... The second phase was done without coming.
Well,
so
we bought the building. That picture is how we bought the building.
Right.
You got
to understand.
We all know. We know that.
So
we all know that. We know. Did you buy it from Frank Lewis's estate?
Yes, from the estate. From Cities.
Yeah. So we try to look back to when the building, the historic part of the building. In the 1800s when it was, 1880 or 1900.
No, but I bet you I could.
But that aside.
That's what I do for a little.
If you don't mind, I'll interject. So ideally, you want to make the front look more aesthetically pleasing. And because there's a large window and a tiny window and a big void in between it, what could you do? I'm not sure that putting a false awning or a false window on would make it better. But the question is, what can we do there? Is that something that we're talking about right now? Having that, addressed.
The other thing is the side of the window where you have the shutters.
Mm-hmm.
trying to visualize whether the shutters that would be.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you like that? Well, remember, the building's finished. Obviously, it's not just a small window with wood sitting there. It's a finished.
No,
have you
I know.
Shutter, what do you think about shutters going?
They would look stupid. They would look what? They would look stupid, wouldn't they?
Well,
I don't think there's worth any shutters in town that I know of on any of our buildings.
I think you're right on that.
Well, I'm.
Because I guess you're trying to gain a look coming up or down the street, not looking at the buildings.
Right,
no,
not standing there going right like this.
You'll see down your, if you stand there and you look down the rest of the block.
I understand what you're saying. I
don't know what you can do to tie it in to that.
I don't dislike the shutter idea. Because if you're looking for that, you know, it's in line with what you were suggesting with awnings, which I don't think's in character with the town. I would think shutters would be more in character with the town as opposed to awnings. It's just my opinion. There's the awnings you're talking about, like when I think of that, like the New Orleans, you know, right? That's not Dover. I mean, Dover would be more shutters.
No, there were not shutters. They were
only. Well, I know 4 West Blackwell, which I own shutters straight up.
I don't know if an architect could come up with some thoughts of the next step. I mean, that's a little, you know, so it fits into the streetscape.
Yeah,
because
I understand.
Right now you're not in the streetscape. And I will let you know that this group here, especially Mr. Schuler, when I went by it the other day, your open sign was tied to one of our street signs. It was windy as all. I know. We're trying to keep the signs off the sidewalk, and it was tied. And it was tied to the sign. It was open. It wasn't, you know. But we're trying to keep that signage down. It's
but
not.
But I asked before, and they said because it's off, like you open right now, you can do it. You go straight to the Blackwell Street, that's when you find Blackwell Street.
Yeah, but they're trying to cut that one.
We're trying.
No.
We'll address that. That's fine.
We'll take it out of the deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't look
You want me to have an architect look at this and kind of come up with some?
I think that's. That would be a good idea.
Okay.
Are there any apartments occupied already?
Yes.
And is any other work planned on being done to the building, that upper area of the
building? No, again, we were getting a lot of pressure from the
code enforcement.
Code enforcement to get this building done.
Right. So what's the next step then?
The other thing is the sign. I understand you haven't received zoning permission.
We didn't change anything.
Which sign?
He's talking about the sign on this one. The code says that
it's supposed to be 7 feet off of the sidewalk. So it's something you need to address with Bill Wislin.
That's fine.
You have some options, but on this board, that's a no go.
It's just painted.
Painted black.
Is that still a window?
It was never
a
window.
No, that's not a window. There's a reason wall in there because I think that was his office in there.
Yeah, but I think maybe before.
Historically, it was
before Frank.
Yeah, before.
Before
Frank
Poulos
is not exactly historic, if you will.
Right.
Before Frank.
Yeah. Yeah. In any event, you got to address that with Bill.
Okay, yeah, I'll reach out to
them. I have to throw a little something in there. If Frank was around and he was here, he'd say, I'll paint a window there.
Yeah.
Put a painting on a window.
Can we paint a fake window?
No,
no.
No.
Right, well, I thought that's where you were going with the siding.
The siding is the siding. I mean, it is what it is. It's clapper.
I mean, and maybe I'm crazy. And again, I'm an asking architect. Maybe there's like I'm talking like, a fake window like this big.
That you could.
I could have my guy come in and cut the.
I get it.
Siding.
That exists.
Yeah.
That does exist. And it's just a thought.
Thank you.
That is.
Maybe that's a solution to what.
Yeah. Just
I can't
look at
do it with a little
scene.
Window, but
yeah.
It at least gives you. The two windows going, and that might be a good resolution for the whole thing.
I agree.
Because it's just going to be black behind it, yeah. You know,
it'll
whatever.
It'll look more
it's
pleasing kind of, across the board. Because that's
and that could kind of resolve the issue.
Hey.
You know where to get them.
No, but
Amazon?
I'm sure you'll figure that out.
We can call Starlight down in Patterson.
In fact, Meridian has a false window in front by the Mexican restaurant, the one to
they
the
do.
That's right.
Okay.
So it doesn't lead anywhere. It's just a
window. It's a fake window, and it kind of gives the streetscape that, okay, and it kind of resolves everybody's issues. That can't be difficult to do at all. All right. So is that a potential resolution?
Don't do anything without bringing it to
me. No, I'm saying, but is that, before I start expending energy.
I like my own idea.
Okay. Well, see what the architect says. Look at the history. Okay. I mean, they're historic architects. I mean, right? Chris has been.
That would work. I was going to say before,
okay.
At the corner of Mount Hope.
We'll address the sign.
If we find any earlier pictures, we will.
Linda, on Mount Hope Avenue.
Okay.
I know you live on the other side of town, but on that side of town. You're going to the mall, you go up Mount Hope Avenue. There's a little business, and I forget the gentleman's name. He's the nicest guy.
Marino's.
Peruvian.
It's
the
Marino's. It's the same
Marino's
as Marino's too. On 46th.
Right. Marino's too.
Same owner.
But it's a little, same owner, same man. And he runs between the two businesses, which are, 2,000 feet apart. And he put up awnings on his little building. It's a gray stucco building. He put those up about 4 years ago, and I stopped in one day, and I was talking to him, and he says, I had them done down at Patterson, whatever. It makes a world of difference in that little nondescript building, which is like this, and it looks like this, that building. And he puts these awnings up on the Searing Street side and on the Mount Hope Avenue side. And so when you're coming down Mount Hope Avenue, you notice that, because those awnings jut out from the building, rather than something. You paint it pink, you paint it blue, you paint it flush, whatever. It's nothing. It doesn't do much for it. But because you're never, unless you go to Three Brothers every day like I do to eat, and so when I come out, I see your building.
Right.
And they've done an admirable job on it, but it doesn't grab you in like some of the other buildings in town do,
Okay.
And anyway, it would be just, as you drive it down, you see this. It's just an idea, guys.
Well,
I think, again, the goal, right, is to be in character with the streetscape.
Correct.
As opposed to recreating the streetscape. Okay. That's my only comment.
Yeah.
Okay.
To that.
So we'll see.
I'm going to look into that.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
We'll
and
carry
we'll resubmit
to the
you
next
guys.
Meeting.
And we'll resubmit to you guys.
Make a motion to carry forward.
That's good. Good
do
luck.
We need
probably
a motion?
Probably won't be those for the
are we
May.
Going to address this?
The May,
I,
for the May
I
meeting,
told.
Probably the early.
Okay. Exciting that you're open. Got to go back to Bill's one.
I'm excited you're
need
open.
To make a motion.
Did you stop by?
No.
I know some people were.
Okay.
You know they
make
the
motion to carry to the next meeting.
Should have been 80th birthday party.
He's gonna come next.
Did you not see them?
No.
They did Frank's supposed to be 80th birthday party. There was probably 30 people there.
I believe he's
going
to make the next one. So motion to carry to the next meeting.
That was nice. Yes. I think he's going to come in the next meeting, right? Yes.
If you don't mind. So I like what's been suggested so far, which is great, and we can totally make that happen look great. Down at the lower level, this brick is the black thing. Maybe you can get that clean, just put some clean on it and get the blackness off that corner.
Where are you talking? But you're looking at that picture.
Yeah.
Is it the current picture too?
Yeah. That, so something will clean it up, make it look
good.
Yeah,
no, I'm sure there's an acid wash. Like
cemetery cleaner I can get you.
Right.
It's for the stones.
Yeah.
And it, what that is, it's not
yeah,
the
we power wash.
It's black mold
it's
or power washed.
I'm just looking at the photograph.
No, we have the power wash down, we have the power wash towards that one, we have that one.
Not for nothing, but I love the building.
We tried to keep the exact character, and I think we did a good job of that. And I don't disagree with the comments that are being made.
It's fine.
And again, we apologize for not, it kind of got lost in the shuffle. The bottom line, from when it started to COVID hitting to.
Right.
That's really, we were delayed 2.5 years with that. So.
Because of the COVID scam.
I think there's a motion to carry it to the next meeting.
Make a motion to carry it to the next meeting.
Make a motion.
And just for the record, it's going to be like May.
Yes.
So we'll be around.
But I love it.
Okay.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Until the May meeting.
Can you go?
You'll mend that. Keith, to the May meeting, because he's going to be out of the country.
May meeting, okay.
We could have, do we have anybody in the public that wants to be heard, or nobody wants to be heard? Okay, close the matter to the public. And we'll see you in May.
See you in May. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Have a great time.
Right. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. We'll see you over there.
Everybody votes for it to say yes.
So, next on the list is Marcy.
Should we vote on that?
You want to vote on it?
I mean, just for a show of hands, something?
Yeah,
we're all in favor.
Just officially.
All in favor.
Jim, all in favor? Okay.
Okay, next. Yeah, you're Marcella Orserio?
Yes.
Marcella.
Good evening.
Okay, so you're here about the awning, to change the awning. By the way, it doesn't look very good right now. We're happy to see you here.
Something different, better.
Yeah, so we have been working on the building, inside the building, for almost 3 years. We came here like 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, to do the building inside, because we are making a cafe, so we have a kitchen. But right now we are working.
I can't hear her at all.
You can hear me?
I can't hear you.
Okay. So we are working on the inside of the building right now. We're making the kitchen and everything. We were here like 2 years ago to fix it and you approve it. But now we need to fix the outside, like the awning outside.
I have a question. Is this the Dover Furniture Building?
No.
No, it's next
That's
door.
That's 30 West Blackwood Street.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just wondering.
So what we are planning to do is change the awning. The color of the awning, if you see in the pictures that you have there, is going to be black.
Right.
And we are planning to put letters. We were planning to do letters on the awning, but they didn't approve it. So we are planning to do letters on the wall.
May I ask you, why wasn't it approved? Because of the size of the letters?
Yeah, they say we just can do little letters, as you see on the other one that you cannot see anymore on the blue. So the letters that we are planning to put are like metal look. And they are going to be light up on the back, just very sudden.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be
very, very sudden.
Wow.
If you see it on the bottom of that, you can see, like, they look like brown. Yeah, like that. I don't know if that's...
The lower left corner of that picture.
It's going to be something simple but nice.
So backlit?
Yeah, very backlit, very, yeah. It's not gonna be like bright. It's gonna be very sudden, like yellowish, like really soft. So I think it's that color.
Is being approved for a Sony department
restaurant?
Yeah.
Waiting
for you guys. She said.
So zoning approved?
Yes.
Are the letters lit up?
You know what?
From behind the letter?
From behind. Yeah.
Okay, it's not external, like.
No, it's just on the back. Yeah. If you see, on the corner, on the left corner of the, you can see the letters in the logo. That's how it's going to look.
Is there any other buildings that have that like that? Yeah. I mean, I don't know of anybody.
I don't think so. No. I'm doing a quick walk down Black
Street. Different
towers,
but not this time. I mean, I don't disagree that it probably will look beautiful. Upstairs from that sign, is that apartments?
It's apartments, yes.
Do they have any issues with the lighting on the lettering? Like, is that
no.
There's no uplighting. It's just
just behind the letters.
It's behind the letters, it's nothing coming. Like, what they have there is, like, things that come out, so, like, the other buildings, like, lamps that come out and light up the signs, yeah.
Why does it need to be lit?
At nighttime, I guess, you know.
It's their choice.
Are you open at night?
We're gonna be planning to open maybe, I don't know, eight, nine PM, yeah.
What?
At six in the morning to nine PM.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was Abe's curtains.
So this rendering here is about the size that it's gonna be?
That's the size, that's the exact, I think, yeah, the person that is making the sign, design company. They talked to, I think his name is Bill in town.
Yeah.
And that's the size that they approve us. So yeah, it's exactly, I think, how it's gonna look. But the letters, as you see it in the big picture, are not exactly the color. The color is gonna be more the ones that are in the little one, like brownish.
Yeah. Any, Bill?
No, I mean, I just did a quick trip down Backwell Street on Google Maps, just because I couldn't remember any. And to Keith's point on the awnings, the only one that had awnings is George Johnson's building.
All?
That's the only one, which still has them there. But most other storefronts have the gooseneck lights that they had mentioned,
right,
or
right.
Straight
Ghost
down lights.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's a very, it's something different, certainly. I wouldn't say it's
historic.
Jumps out of character on that building. It's the building right next, to the left is Domino's Pizza, and to the right is the Dover Furniture. Yeah. So it's the one right in the middle, otherwise it's nondescript.
It was
right.
Like a real estate business.
Correct.
On one of the sides too, right? Real estate?
Yes.
Yes.
Salon.
I think, yeah, it's something like nail salon, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that furniture
Linda?
House is redoing their facade.
We hope.
That's the plan. And that black awning will not conflict with what they're doing. I mean, either. I need to look at the streetscape because they're doing some gray variations, something.
Yeah.
So it'll blend in fine with your neighbors when they start working.
Oh, okay.
So you're good? Bill's good?
Yeah, I mean, it's, when you look at the Domino's building compared to their sign,
it's going to look beautiful.
Their sign looks much
And you
classy,
have to go
so.
And see inside. It's going to be beautiful. Something very new to the town, but beautiful. We are working really hard on it.
That's
right.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, Keith, you're good. Okay, I have a motion to approve then.
Thank you.
Second.
Do you want
to? Can I call to order? Chairman McDougall?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Wagner? Commissioner Rivera?
Yes.
Commissioner Murray?
He's not here.
Commissioner Mullen?
Yes.
Commissioner Schuller?
Yes.
Commissioner Titus?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good
Thank
luck.
You. Congratulations.
I hope to come there and have
we
something.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're going to have a
nice food. Cappuccino, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coffee.
I have coffee. Yeah. Yeah. Don't we have little ashtrays here?
Yeah. Huh?
Little ashtrays we used to have.
Yeah, here. We used to. A long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Next is a resolution to approve Paul Cruz Mendelssohn.
Mendelssohn.
Really?
As our
maybe
board,
you're related.
Our board secretary. I'll move the motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
And we're now ready for old business for the Richards Building or the Newberry Building as
Richards all. Department Store.
I didn't
Is this?
That's the old. Gosh, the old? I just have some updates.
Oh, okay.
Can I do sheet?
Sure.
There's two.
Oh.
Sorry. There's two documents.
Yeah. Right. I'm telling you right here. Oh, what is this?
Two.
Oh, I take it.
Love the color.
Thanks.
Yeah, the art on there is just a placeholder, and it's not part of the
it's not part
request
of the plan
tonight. Yeah. Should I start or do you?
Yeah, please.
So I mean, I think just to go back to where we ended, largely our plans were, I think, met with approval last time we were here, which is a little less than a year ago. And I think the open items were really about the specifics of wall wash lighting and the sign. But I did, and then there were some requests just kind of for general updates. So the rendering that I've just passed out is updated to reflect all the kind of current parameters that we're thinking about in terms of color and other aspects of the facade. Very little has changed since the last time. The things that we're not looking to get approved or would come back to get approved are the, you know, those five panels of art at the ground level there. That's just whatever architect placeholders, and we would come back with specific designs if we ever did decide to put art in those niches. They're existing niches, which is why we thought they'd be nice for art. But I suspect what we would do would be to make the word Dover in there somehow and use art to, because it's five spaces. But anyway, that's not something we need to figure out tonight. And then the other thing is the, we have these existing banner holders at the second level. From when it was Berklee College, and we do hope to get approval to have banners there, but we don't know who our tenants are yet, so we really can't give you any kind of designs or anything for that. Otherwise,
is that the same number, four on Blackwell Street and five down inside? On
that should be accurate with what's on the building.
Banners.
Yeah,
it said Dover Business College.
Right,
that's correct. What is this?
Yeah, so there is uplighting. I have a spec sheet if you're interested in it, but it's a piece made for uplighting.
That probably would look nice there.
I think so, yeah. I mean, we thought, we looked at a lot of different options. We looked at, and that seemed to be the best one. It would be.
Is this the color scheme that you're envisioning?
So if you look at the building now, the kind of back third of the Sussex Street side of the building is already painted this
they
way.
They painted it.
You can see it. The building was painted, yes.
It had been painted,
yeah.
No, I know it had been painted, but believe me, in 1869 it wasn't.
No, I know. We investigated, I mean, we explored the idea of trying to get the paint off the bricks, but it would be very expensive, and at the end of the day, very possible that the bricks all look very different because the building was
repointed.
Yeah, and there's just a lot of kind of work over the years, right? The building was built in three sections, so. There's going to be inconsistencies that might stand out if you. So we tried to find a color that was more looked like bricks. Like, I think the current color of the building is not particularly brick colored, so that was a big point of emphasis for us. We actually painted it twice, the one wall, because the first color was too red, and we wanted to make it more brick color. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The painter thought I was nuts, but
it's much browner and brick looking now.
Correct.
By the way, Chris, I like what you did on the Bassett Highway side. It looks pretty nice.
Really?
Thanks. Yeah. Thank you. It's great. You should, when you come in, you should check out those windows from the inside. Are spectacular.
Yeah.
Really nice.
And this rendering up here at the top cornices.
Yes.
Would you say that's an accurate?
Yeah.
I think it looks beautiful. It looks royal to me. my opinion.
It's very like 1889, 1895 looking.
Yeah, well, I mean, the
you get a thumbs up on
that. We think the first part of the building was built in the 1880s, so it should fit, be a good fit. And
I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, in terms of the sign and the awnings, that really comes from the Newberry's, the early Newberry's era. They had a sign just like this and the very similar awnings. That's where we got that.
So, yeah, Chris,
inspiration.
The awnings on the Blackwell Street side?
Yes.
I particularly like them. I think they look beautiful, along with the almost like a ticker mark that says Dover Market. I kind of like that as well. I don't know about anybody else.
I love the whole thing. I've been watching it online too, his Facebook page. And I like the awnings that you could crank down if you want.
Yeah.
Crank up and down.
Yep.
What's this? Were there windows?
Yeah, there were.
So they're restoring them?
Yeah, the window.
The garage doors that come up.
Yeah, so I can update you a little bit on that. We are planning to, it will look from the outside like that. There were windows there in the earliest incarnation of the building, and the openings are still there, but unfortunately, over the years, structural elements were placed behind some of the windows. So we'll actually have, from the outside it'll look like this, but some of the glass will be spandrel, so you won't be able to see through it, but it'll.
But it appears that way. That's a very nice touch on that.
Yeah.
So there's been issues in the downtown about murals.
Yes.
And I think
I'm aware of the issues.
You're aware. what you're showing, I'm not so sure that it would be the start of something that would be less desirable.
Oh yeah, like I said, we're not planning to paint anything like that there, and we will paint nothing there if you guys tell us not to paint anything there. Like, there's no, it's not a key part of our project here. It's just
said there were placeholders kind of for whatever is going to go in there.
Correct, which could just be bricks.
Could be nothing, right?
Yeah, it kind of lends itself to something because there are inset niches,
right.
Those five locations,
right.
That frame out.
Did you determine what they were for, or was that the way the building was built?
Yeah, the building was built that way, and there are columns in some of those, you know, things that look like columns. They're actually steel columns in there, but not all of them, but some of them.
My issue with that, so I'll put it on the table, is I'm the president of Orchard Street Cemetery up the hill, and I spend most of my time up there, and wasn't last year, it was 2 years ago, we had a different administration here, and they had allowed this street painting enterprise,
right. Yeah,
to go,
sure.
On. It looks like, and I'll say it, there's nobody here, holy hell now, it looks horrible, and not only that, but from our cemetery, which absolutely is historic, you can see off in the distance, it would be on the Morris Street Hill. The houses in,
right.
On Morris Street, in back of there, there's a town fence. And so when you're anywhere in the ball fields down there, Crescent Field or anything, those fences were allowed to be painted with, yes, I know, one man's art is another man's treasure. I call it graffiti. Somebody would say, oh, my cousin Joe painted that. It was a picture of an octopus crawling on the beach. Whatever it was, you know, I don't care. But to me, it looks like graffiti. And people have come into the cemetery. And in fact, the longtime Dover guy who doesn't get around too much, but he comes in to visit with me, he says, what is that over there anyway? Graffiti? And they think that the town is going to hell in a handbasket because that's what you would think of as very ghetto-looking inner-city graffiti. And so I think, as our chairman said, once you go down this road with letting something, you may have Rembrandt there, for all I care, it starts to have a different flavor. Well, if they had it, how come they can't have it? And we want it, and we want to do it here. I don't think it's a good look for the town in general. But that's only my opinion. There's many other voices on the board. I don't know what you all think.
I agree.
Am I wrong, Bill?
Some places are better than others.
Right.
Well,
and with these panels, they could be, I mean, if everything goes, hopefully, bringing art and culture to our town, you know, through, you know, the space at that building, maybe they could be temporary panels.
Sure.
That could come in and out every 6 months by the artist creating different feels and looks and links.
Yeah, it because it's in set, it lends itself to that. You could kind of sit a panel right in there.
If I may, I remember, Chris, when you came before the board, and we even talked about potential reliefs in the spaces, you know, like a relief of old Dover or something historical about Dover.
And right.
Not
yes.
so much a painting, but a three-dimensional relief that's, you know, same color, but just kind of something like that.
Something historic, and I think that lends to what Linda said, interchangeable things maybe
right.
for the future. You know, something that's not permanent. You have your red brick color there.
Right, right.
And then maybe once every, I don't know how many moons, maybe
well,
in the summer, maybe for Christmas time, there's something different. You know, that would be amenable.
They did a beautiful, it'll be in the next Historical Society newsletter that comes out, of the painting that captured Dover's history in it. That's vibrant, and not just black and white, like from the 1890s, but vibrant, but yet pulling in all of the aspects of Dover. You saw that too, you were there.
Yeah.
And it's there in the window, and it's lovely.
Yeah, I mean, I think we certainly have a lot of options we could try there and hopefully find something. But the option of not doing anything is also
fine
with us.
And as you said, tonight is not the
right.
focus on that anyway.
Correct.
What is tonight the focus on?
It's just
updates.
Yeah, you guys wanted some updates, so I'm here for that. And if the lighting, uplighting, I think you wanted to see on the rendering, which we have. And then the sign, I think, the sign is going to be wood. And then the letters are going to be proud of the sign right there. Something like that.
Raised.
Oh, they'll be black.
Right.
But they'll be like that.
Will it say Newbury's on it?
Yeah. No.
Richards. Richards.
But the...
Joker
one? The Newbury version of the sign was carved. But we're not going to do that just because that's a lot more expensive. But so this will be a wood backer with these letters on top.
That's durable too. That's like a metal.
Yeah.
It's not wood will fade and the paint will.
They were Newberry's was gold letters.
It was red with gold letters. The sign in the Newberry's version of it, the backer was like red.
It's red.
And
the
letters
were
gold.
Gold.
Yeah. Correct.
I'm old enough to remember that.
Yeah, yeah. There's a great one of the kind of classic Dover shots has that sign in it.
Absolutely.
Colorized postcard.
Will those have lights shining on it?
So we've wrestled a little bit with lights. I think our plan A is no lights. Like, we're hoping that when we get it all put together, we won't need lights. It'll be bright enough. If we need lights, we probably will do the fixtures on, like, gooseneck-type fixtures. Because it's hard to do in... build lights into the sign and not have them like shining in everyone's face. So,
yeah.
I live down the street from the Gunther Mill, formerly McGregor's. You
right.
know where that is.
Yeah.
And they have uplighting on the Elm Street side of the building. It really does look nice.
Yeah, I think it just really highlights
it
the
just,
building and
yeah,
gives it a little.
It just,
and we set it up, it'll have a timer, it'll go on at sundown and off at, you know, midnight or whatever appropriate time might be.
What about, okay, want to hear something offbeat?
Sure.
What about the other pediment on top of the building? There were two.
So, I kid you not.
You actually looked into it?
It was just, I've always, so I, you know, I don't, this is not me investing these money. I work for the investor. And he was looking at the old pictures with me the other day. And he said, why don't we put the old pediment back? The other pediment back. Now, the other pediment was just, it was a fake thing.
Right.
It wasn't. This pediment actually has a roof behind it. The existing pediment.
Oh.
The old pediment was.
It was
just.
It was just this.
It was just like a. It was like a movie. You know, movie set. You know?
Yeah.
And which probably made it. Yeah. probably made it unsound structurally, right? Like,
that's
really
probably why it fell.
Yeah, exactly.
A little wind.
So he says something about we should put it back. I mean, the short answer, I think, is we got a lot of kind of ground to cover before we get to restoring that pediment, but it's not out of the question.
Anything else?
Is Newberry's hyphenated?
It will not be. That's not what it will be called. Those are the names are TBD.
Okay.
So.
What is it?
Is Newberry's hyphenated
It is not.
It wasn't.
Only in our architect's mind.
In the rendering.
I know.
Looks so nice without the fire escape on it.
Yes, that's coming up soon. The new stairs are done, so.
That's great.
Yeah.
Do you have a newspaper company
hanging
out in your building?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I sent you an email about that today.
But that's what that guy has called me before.
David, yes.
What's his name?
David.
Schmiel.
How do you say?
Schmiel.
Schmiel.
Yeah, yeah.
Lives in South Orange or something?
Maplewood, yeah.
No, I knew it was down that way.
Yeah.
So I did talk to him. It's quite a while ago. Yeah. I was a member of the Methodist Church.
Okay, yeah.
So
he's doing a story on that.
My friend Linda called.
I sent him some pictures, but I thought you might have better pictures,
I assume.
We
don't have much left. I don't know. I'm going to look and see. It was on my agenda.
Okay.
But I spent the day at the cemetery instead. But does he need it right away?
I don't know. You can just make contact with him.
The awnings, your intention is daily?
Retractable awnings.
Every day. Not to leave them down.
To avoid pigeons, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And to avoid homeless.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the, I should mention, I guess, the construction department has our plans, so we'll start work on the facade, hopefully shortly.
And the Blackwell Street side will have the three garage doors or just one?
Three doors. Two of them are windows, actually,
because
of the sloping of the street. So only the main middle one will allow people to pass through,
but
they'll look similar, and you can open them all up. All right,
cool.
Is this the building? Help me, all of you. Is this the building where that group hangs out every day?
Yes.
Right in front, where it alcoves in a little bit.
Correct.
Why are they there? What is that?
They are, I think Jehovah's Witness, maybe.
If what?
I think they're Jehovah's Witness.
Yes. Yeah,
and they go to different parts in town.
They're on your property.
Pretty much every day.
They are.
Get off. It's
a
good thing I'm not there.
they don't cause any harm, and
you're not ready for
them.
It's
gone.
Not
Trendyarwagwa,
but on the other hand.
They'll move when
I'm confident they will move when they need to move, which will be soon enough, because that where they stand will be gone. So.
Are you going to fill in that alcove thing?
Yeah, the facade will run straight across, and then you'll be able to open it up and go in, and kind of there'll be like a second level where you can close up, and it'll be accessible from the street.
I see what you think, but that alcove won't be there anymore.
Yeah, but even then, at that point, you can say, okay, I don't want you here anymore, and they'll have to not be there anymore.
As of now, they're not causing us anymore.
Yeah. They're a good addition to our community. They cause no problems.
Right. And then another thing I was going to mention is we are aware that the sign will need zoning approval, so we will make sure we cover that. I think the lighting too actually will require zoning approval. It's too long. It's what
there should be.
It violates many things. It
has to do with square footage.
Yeah, the length is too long, and it's.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's too long, mainly. Yeah.
But the building's long.
Yeah.
It's a huge building. It's probably the biggest building.
I mean, I don't want to, get into, but the signage laws are pretty restrictive here in town.
What about now I'm not sure, so I apologize in advance to you. But do you still own where Newberry's rear exit was on Bassett Highway?
Yes.
You went all the way to that corner.
Correct.
And you rent to the Rent-A-Rec.
Rent-A-Center. Rent-A-Center,
that on Warren Street side.
Yeah. Where the guy directed traffic when we were kids, remember that?
Jim Harley.
Yes. I'm not sure about that last detail, but yes. We own that corner of the building as well.
Yeah, so it's all one thing to you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like notched in the correct lot. The
which
one
happens
lot,
not much
but,
later.
Yeah. Correct. Mm.
Okay.
Perfect.
We're good.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
I
thank
think
you
went in a great direction, Chris.
All right. So we're good to
here
move
thank
forward.
You.
Okay.
Let's,
thank you.
Here, I'm going to let you have. Can you keep one for the museum?
So that's what they're going to call the Dover Center.
I'm going to keep what Chris, she wants some extra.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, they're really nice to give, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you guys keep what you want.
Well, I'll keep one and put it in the museum.
Okay.
People will love seeing it.
Thank
you.
You know, we have a picture of George Richards in the mayor's office.
Okay. Really?
Just letting you know.
Yeah.
It was him and the Board of Aldermen at the time, 1869, 70, something like that.
Well,
call to order.
We're trying to pick up his old office into like
a
reception area. So.
No, there's no hanging
in
there.
Yes, this is
doing great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. So the next item is the ordinance that Peter has updated as per the state suggestions. So it's just for review. Yeah, I guess he's got it highlighted with what their suggestions were. And of course, before we take any action other than to move it forward to the planning board and then to the Board of Aldermen, if anybody has any comments, if you're prepared now or we can discuss it at the next meeting.
One, Commissioner,
yes.
One of the questions, and we can bring it back to him, is there seems to be a little bit of inconsistency in wording throughout the document in the historic districts and sites. So, especially since we only thought we were part of a district and not district and sites, that when we refer to districts throughout the document, and he has sites and districts sometimes, and sometimes he just has historic districts. Maybe it could be historic districts and sites used consistently throughout the document.
Okay.
That was one of the things that I felt more than saw, you know.
Linda, can
yes
I ask you a question? What does sites mean?
Sites
that are not contiguous to the district.
Yes,
right.
And we have a lot of them that we should be responsible for. And welcome to the, as a new site in 2024, the Orchard Street Cemetery.
Did you, is that on? Mm-hmm.
No, it's in the state, in the
it's
state
still
printout,
state.
Yes.
In the state thing, yeah,
yeah,
we're working on that. I have more to do with that cemetery than I could shake a stick at.
So we'll give Keith an opportunity to look through this, and if he's got any comments, we can get them at the next meeting, if that's okay with everybody.
Absolutely.
And get
I
Peter to update it.
One of the other things is key is that we have to have a minimum of 10 meetings a year, and I don't think we hit that last year or even came close. So I think we have to make
sure
we have a quorum.
I'm just curious. Normally, your modus operandi would be like we had, three different guys tonight
right
come in for something like that. And you would normally say that the planning board doesn't push anything your way
mm-hmm
next, what are we in, March, April, there's nothing coming your way.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're saying due to this thing, we'd have to have 10 meetings a year. What would you talk about if
this? Well,
this document, this document, learn a little bit more about this document and do that kind of discussion and education, mm-hmm. I think.
I'm all for that. I think that's where we've kind of fallen short a little bit. So,
okay.
Because when Alex has come, he's always been very enlightening. on like the maps, and we were talking about the sites. We spent one evening, a long evening, just going off on tangents on sites. So that's probably a little extreme,
right?
But I think to talk about sites is important.
I get it. You know, I have gone through my, it was from 1979 when I sat up here and as an alderman, and we still had urban, Paul was here, we had urban renewal.
Right.
So we would have the Board of Aldermen's meeting, and then we had a caucus the week later, and then we had another meeting special for urban renewal only, because we acted as the Urban Renewal Board when that was still going on, tearing buildings down and stuff. Anyway, we had this guy, what's his name, Bob Guder? Does that sound right?
Yes, Robert Guder.
Yeah.
Guder,
and
right.
he did this thing for us, which I still have, the great big thing.
Yes, the state has that book that
they
he
do.
Prepared, absolutely.
And now I'm PO'd 40 years later because I never thought about the Orchard Street, going up Orchard Street to go up to the cemetery. And that's why we're on this kick now, you know, because we need the money to get grants and to do that kind of stuff. We really
want
to
save it. You want to keep it.
Yeah, well, it would be helpful if that was included from the Triangle Park up there, Linda, all the way up to, or what am I saying, from Henry O. Baker, we'll say, up Warren Street, up the road there. You could include those houses or not.
And they don't
have
to be contiguous.
Right.
So that's what, you know, Alex was explaining to us. They don't have to be contiguous. And we have the study from the state that I've gone through, and that was hence my document that Commissioner McDougall sent out of some suggestions of what the state recommended.
Okay.
And you were on there as a recommendation then as a standalone.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
those kind of things we can.
We're in the throes of doing the gatehouse.
Right.
And that's a big, big, huge deal to do. Even that tiny little house. Our gatehouse, you could fit in this room here. And yet, it's caused a fortune to do it. So. Anyway, yeah, I will read this over. And if that's okay, or do you want to move it now?
No.
I don't want to step on any toes.
We let you look at it, and if everybody's okay with it, then it will have to go to the planning board and to the board of all town council to make it an ordinance.
Well, they do it themselves.
No, it has to follow the recommendations.
Okay, whatever you trust your judgment. Where's Peter King tonight?
He had a medical procedure
earlier
in the day.
Oh, I'm sorry. I see Peter at functions once in a while.
Nikki. Hi, Nikki. Nice to meet you.
You too.
You work in his office?
I do, yes.
Oh, good for you.
And Linda, did you want to say anything more about...
Yeah. We had questions when Alex was here. We didn't know where the Gunther Historic District was. We didn't know where some of the other things. And when I went into the research into the Historic Preservation Office online, they explained what it encompassed. Even the Dover Station is the whole yard complex for the railroad. And the Orchard Street, it talks... encompasses King and Berry Street.
You mean the Gunther Mill?
So that's considered historic between Elm and McFarland Street.
My house is historic?
Yes, it is, and you know that, though.
No,
it isn't. McFarland Street, as well as Mill Street itself, which sits between Elm, Oak, Searing, and Berry Streets, with King Street running through its center. So those things should really be added and outlined on our maps so we know what we're doing. And I drove those streets, and almost all the houses, except for enclosing some front porches over the year, have really kept to the character of the houses that were there.
Oh, I have pictures.
Okay, so...
in the 1920s and 30s when my grandparents lived there.
So somebody needs to map that
exactly
out for us.
Like.
I'm not sure, but that encompasses that whole area according to what I pulled off the New Jersey DEP Historic Preservation Office. And then,
detailed and described many areas, and so the research that the study that was done when this whole group formed and the sites were determined, they had a few places that they highly recommended to consider as eligible. It was the Reuben Farr House on 21 Lincoln Ave, the two Louis Diona built houses on Richard Ave, number 7, and McDavitt Place, number 23, row houses 50 through 58, Bergen Street. So they had a list. And one of the ones, they talked about the Baker Mansion. And they are saying it remains remarkably close to its original condition. And they recommended including that off of Lehigh, including that in the, as a historic site. Historic site. And it talked about the schools, but, and it said two folly type buildings. Sorry, Keith. Classical shelter at Heard Park. And the delightful Orchard Street Cemetery Gatehouse was also recommended by the state who did the study. It's an icon of Dover's preservation movement, and they talked about why we should be looking at those things in our expansion.
23 McDavitt, that's Joe Mann's house, right?
I have no idea.
Probably.
You know what I mean. Category.
Yeah, right.
It's
right,
across street from Reuben Farr.
Right.
By the way, Reuben Farr built every one of those houses.
And George will tell us where every stone came from. Yes. So we need
But he built from his house down towards 46, mm-hmm. all those two families, mm-hmm. he built them back in, well, he was born in 1859, died, I'm saying it wrong. He ran the Civil War, he was born. And he didn't start painting until he was in his 70s. But anyway, George Cothard knows the whole spiel about all that stuff, you know.
So, right. So it talked about the National Register had some possible ones. And again, it was the W.H. Baker Mansion on Lehigh Street. One of Dover's prominent merchants of the turn of the last century. Talks about cemetery, St. Mary's Cemetery. So I went through hundreds of pages and picked out what they highlighted as things that at that point they wanted us to consider. And so figure it's 40 years later. I don't know how many years since this started. 40 years?
What?
The Historic Commission and the
2006, I think, is about when we started.
Here? Okay.
Yes.
This study was done.
That's the Gouda? That's it, I think. About.
This is what was done to.
Does that outline a little brief synopsis of each building?
It
starts at
the
Pearson Block.
Yes, went through all the houses. 86 it was done. 86 and 87. They did the study of Dover.
That was through.
And what to try to.
That's
and then we got
study.
Two
I don't think so.
New houses. Well, the Orchard Street Gatehouse, COE 31224, and the Ulster Ironworks Puddling and Rolling Mill on 200 West Clinton Street was 22024. I don't understand what I don't understand.
The rolling mill was right here.
They're talking about
200 West Clinton Street is what they're talking
where they're
about.
Doing all that.
That's a different. The Ulster may have owned that. Wasn't that Richardson and Boynton?
Well, whatever.
No,
it's it's on our list now.
Yeah.
It's on the state
day late and a
list.
Dollar short.
Yeah, that's way.
It's under construction now.
Yeah.
They tore out all those concrete
pillars
that were there.
Well, we were going to say our due diligence now, though, is to let our planning board in that know and get them on their list, because we don't know, so I can't imagine that they know, like, the streets and the districts for, like, Gunther Mill and that, so when things come up to them, I don't know how we facilitate that communication.
Mr. Chairman, so the way that works is, this board can make that suggestion to the mayor, who will then bring it back to us as the planning board. And then we would has to be about it. It has to go through the, all the steps to get to us. And we should get educated on it, because not everybody's going to know what you're talking about, or you know, how this all fits together.
Well, I thought when things go to the planning board or the planning board office, if it falls in one of the historic things, it has to also come to us.
Yes, it will come to us.
Yes.
What's the office for this?
So,
this is,
I'm not exactly sure of the procedure.
I'm certainly not.
Yeah, but I know that it comes from the top, from the mayor's board to us, and then to this board.
So when I want to do something that requires a planning board, I go to the mayor's office first?
Well, no. For something like this, where you want to, you know, change some or put something on the historic district.
I don't want to. It's already there.
But
they
they're
say
not
we
aware
have,
of it.
Right.
We
right.
have
I'm
jurisdiction.
Right.
Over
according
those
to this,
buildings.
Yes, according to the documents and
I think we
now
can
the
put
state.
Them both on. We can send notice to all three boards. We can send it to the council. We can send it to the mayor. We can send it to the council, and we can send it to the planning.
And
it's really starting
yeah, I just
from
don't
our
know how
purview
to
through the state as a recognized commission, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm confused.
I would have to log and ask Peter to look into it for you. I'm not too sure.
I'm not sure. Just that. We had questions about what these areas were. We just recently found out that this falls within our ordinance and our guidelines of our due diligence. And
I think you would just follow the normal process, as Mr. Rivera was saying.
He's saying I have to go to the mayor's council first to say that.
You need to be brought up, then the mayor can send it to all the different departments, because the town engineer, the people that approve the things
they need to know
that this has to come through these boards.
So I think those that know those channels.
Yeah, but I think because it's coming from the state, it's already on the state record. We kind of have to comply to that. So our access to that, I think the commission, the Historic Preservation Commission, is kind of
he bought the house, put a slapped on white vinyl.
We're leading the charge there.
Yes.
So we've been made aware of this.
Yeah.
We have to put them all on notice.
Right. Exactly.
And then, you know, get your ducks in a row.
Exactly.
It's not coming from them back to us. It's going to them to say these are areas that the Historic Preservation Commission of Dover agrees should be put in our historic district, particularly because the state recognizes them.
Right.
That's why. And it's the cemetery, it's all those neighborhoods.
And
that's really what Alex was bringing to us with the
planning things to do on these places and the fact that they reside in the historic districts. Let's say you own one of the buildings now, right? And you want to make some changes to it. They come down to the engineering and say, well, we want to do this and this. Engineering should be aware that this falls in the historic.
Right, so I'm looking for those that have been doing this for a long time to be the head to.
No, I think we have to put them on notice, though. We have to start that. The commission. This board.
So that's what the first step to be done.
We want to make you, we would,
the
you know, all other boards and everyone else, we want to put them on notice that these conditions exist within our town based on the state record.
And so we should be enforcing these.
Recognize and educating first.
I mean, that's a good question for Bill. You lived in one of the most beautiful houses in town.
Yeah.
Is the Morris Street district, I'll make that term up, Morris Street, left and right, going up the hill, is that in part of the district?
It's not recognized by the state, but it can be one of our sites.
We,
and it's something we've talked about when Alex had the maps out. So,
and they talked about those houses in the study that they did in 86 and 87, but they didn't come up as making them as strong as some of the other ones, and I'm not sure why.
Right.
mean, for that matter, when you start getting into this.
Well, yeah. Two and a half square miles, you can say everything's in the historic.
I know, almost, Bill, no, right? Except for the truly the outskirts of town, the way outskirts.
So
almost everything is old, if you will.
So how do we...
I don't know. I mean, I'm just...
Structure something that will go to the mayor and to the other...
Well, what's your idea?
We can get a letter and send it to them?
There's two issues. One is the revised ordinance that Keith is going to have an opportunity to review, and then we'll do that at the next meeting. But this stuff, the state list, already exists.
Correct.
And we can draft a letter to the mayor and to the planning board advising, copying that list so that they are aware that it exists, and hopefully before any development or redevelopment gets approved, I just off the top of my head, I think that right now anybody that's on that list should be coming to this board. Don't know if that's true or not.
I would think so.
But that's what I think, and people should be made aware of that.
Well, our planner is aware of that, so I...
Okay.
He's definitely aware of it.
The planner being Alex, you mean?
Coy?
No.
Oh, that planner.
But he, I don't think, but he also didn't know where the parameters were. We're talking about that of certain...
We have that whole other map that you and I met with him to be acted upon at some point to add those places to the district if that's what we want to do. But
this is just adding on what's current.
What's current, yes.
So we need that drawn on.
Well, how old is that book and list you have in front of you?
That was 86, 87, the study that I went through, all the house studies that they did throughout the town.
Would you mind if I see that?
No, if you don't mind. No.
I'll know if it's the same thing I have at home.
I'm sure it is.
Is that still, can you access that? Is there a place to get that?
Yes, this kind of.
Yeah,
Sure.
I think I have some extra copies in there too. And the pages are all, I just grabbed one copy. Gone through page by page. There's hundreds of pages, and
oh, the
Kabuki
Foundation. We're getting a grant from
that. Could be scammed and become a PDF.
This is different.
But I know
not this is like different.
Right.
The one that I have, well, I swear, we were still
but it was interesting
in urban
the way
renewal.
They did
yeah.
So it was 79 or 80.
They commissioned that guy.
It's interesting.
And this is interesting.
Yeah.
Because this was paid
this
for.
Is a whole different.
Let me just see this.
You have a solid copy of that?
It's your board for Joseph Freeland. The F.M. Kirby Foundation. They have a shitload of money.
I can read them too.
And I never knew anything about them. I got a call from Amy.
Scan
Kirby
it, make a PDF,
yeah,
put it on a thumb drive.
And she said, you
can preserve
it. Yeah.
Save it somehow.
Small grade. Then
you can OCR.
No, this is different.
Yeah. Software to recognize
it. It's got a lot of, I'm sure.
It's got a lot of overlap.
And
is this mostly
searchable.
Blackwell? What does that say? Three or one?
Third farmhouse.
Yeah. Like, that's a crime.
For a few weeks.
Well, whatever.
Let's see. Better copy. It was not in the district.
It
had the capability
Bob Thompson.
To scan.
Yeah. And they have all the pictures of the different buildings.
He was on that shit. Remember the wife?
I would love to see that.
She
was a
person. You seen that?
Yeah, I remember.
I made her
sure see it somewhere in my trash.
Miserable.
How many of those we have?
I think a few. They're all together in the same spot.
That's good.
That's a huge deal for me.
Oh my God.
And I spent the time going through every single page.
Fun.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
Well.
That is a different thing, Linda, than I have.
There's another book.
The one that I have is from Urban Renewal, and it's older. It's about 1979 or 80, and that was the initial study, and it was because of Urban Renewal.
And this was the historic site inventory.
And that's why I think I have the urban renewal too, but I only looked at the historic site inventory.
Well, that's okay.
Well, I didn't know, but I think it has the urban, the museum has the urban renewal. I don't know.
Oh, they do. Right.
Do you recall anything on Gold Street in here?
I didn't pull it out in my summary.
Just let me finish.
What about Bank Street?
No Bank Street.
Bank Street. Who knows where Bank Street is? It's now called Legion Place, but that was called Bank Street.
Gold
the reason
Street was
German
Street, or
the bank. The man who lived there at the corner in that little white house that still stands between the railroad tracks and Legion Place, he was the owner of the National Union Bank.
Oh.
So it was called Bank Street. And that met up with Gold Street at the other end, Thompson Avenue. German Street?
When this board was first
Liberty
started, there was resentment to a degree, not great resentment, but about doing something that would force private homeowners to comply with historic codes and if they wanted to do anything.
It gets dicey.
So I don't know what kind of a reception that we will receive once we get everything together and send it off to them, but that was an issue back in the day.
But I think it's something to consider. I mean, when I did drive in your neighborhood, I looked at those homes and I thought, wow, you really kept to the character of what the intent was. And I like that. You know, the siding, we all went through phases of siding and stuff like that where, you know, I have a daughter that seems to do houses over, and she has taken off all her sidings from the houses she's renovated, and the wood underneath has been beautiful, you know, repair it and
most
all that.
Most of the houses on my street, and I live on Berry Street all my life, were wood clapboard, obviously, cedar.
Mm-hmm.
And so cedar really doesn't rot. It's just that it didn't provide, I have no insulation in my house. So I always have the heat up to 82 to get it to be about 70. And that's fine. I'm rich. I don't care. So, but, you know, then in the 1940s, they started putting up, it looks like brick.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen it maybe in really old, under-maintained houses. Looks like brick. It came in sheets or pieces like this. And then it looks like brick, but it's made of asphalt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they put the asphalt on there. Mm-hmm. And then in the 1960s, everybody had aluminum siding put on. And now it's vinyl siding.